Let's do the intro.
It's your boy, Billy the Bad Guy, Billy the Goat, Billy the Kid, Bills, Bills, Bills. And to the left of me, I got
Renee, a.k.a. Renee Proper, and you are tuned in to another episode of the 25 and Over Club, where life gets real after the age of
25.
And we have Wolf the Goat. Wolf the Goat. Wolf the engineer, Wolf the creative director,
Wolf the manager, Wolf.
Wolf wears many hats.
I'm just happy to be here, y'all.
Well, I'm happy to have you here too.
Happy to have you back. Well, he's our honorary host.
Yeah. It's a pleasure every time. I appreciate y'all for sharing the platform every time.
All right.
We got to see you at least once a month, Wolf, because we don't have a straight guy here. So it'd be good to.
So I'm not a straight guy? What? I'm a straight guy. I'm a straight they, them.
Yo, you could be whatever you want to be in this world.
Right.
Okay.
Apparently, you could be a wolf. Apparently.
You could be a wolf.
Oh, yeah.
Trans wolf.
And a dog. You could be a wolf.
All right. So, before we do that, I want to say thank you for the people that always leave reviews for us. And you have no idea how much we appreciate it.
Yeah.
Me and Renee always share with each other. So, I want to read one. It says, I heard you guys on Horrible Decisions, and you guys had me in my cubicle. Mm-hmm. Dying. I listened pretty much all the episodes. Not gonna lie, I love Billy and Renee together. You guys are so funny, and it sounds so natural. You guys are going to blow up, and I'm here for it. I share you guys with everybody.
Thank you. Come on, positive energy.
So
much. We appreciate all the love,
all of it,
showing us, and all the support. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have a great. Trust me, it's what you see on the camera is literally how we are all the time. Fucking worse. We barely, just now we're about to start the episode, and they're like, guys, start the episode, y'all too distracted. So we're just talking to each other.
Yeah.
So yes, our chemistry is
natural. I want to read one more.
All right.
Hey y'all, and this is somebody from our Patreon. You could also sign up on Patreon for more content. I love y'all podcast. I found your episode through Horrible. Y'all are so funny and relatable. I had to subscribe. This is my first Patreon subscription. I'm so happy with the content on here already. Excited to see what you guys have in store for 2023.
That's fucking dope.
So thank you.
That's dope.
So much.
Thank you.
I really got fans, bro. That shit wild.
I know.
What's that like?
Did we tell Wolf about I had an airport experience.
What happened?
Somebody spotted me in the airport. She said she recognized my voice.
What?
I was on the phone talking loud as shit to my sister. You know how loud I am. So I was like, I'm on the phone. So I was like, I'm talking to my sister. She was like, so I'm sitting across from my gate because my gate was full sitting. She was like, the person came around the corner and she was like, you're Renee Papa? And I'm like, yeah. And she was like, oh my God, I listened to you on the 25 and Over Club. I heard your voice and I had to come see if it was really you. So yeah, I got spotted in the ear.
Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, and they was like, so where's Billy? Is he here? I'm like, yeah, he's in the bathroom.
He was somewhere. He was a sweet grace.
I was just living my life, not in the airport.
Yeah.
Not need to be in the airport.
She was so excited. I didn't want to let her down.
How did that make you feel? Like,
it felt good. Like, it felt not, it didn't feel weird. It felt like really nice. Like, and then it was like, I love you guys so much. And it's like, oh my God, like,
that's
we're
dope.
impacting, for sure. Bringing them a laugh. And it's just like, no matter whatever you take away from this podcast, like, as long as you have a smile on your face when you're finished listening to us, we have done our job.
You're doing God's work.
Yeah, we're doing God's work.
All right.
That's what's up, man.
So, Iceberg, I'm so happy for this.
I don't know why. Let's do it.
All right. So, is this in this or that 90s theme?
All
right.
Most of us grew up in the 90s.
Yeah. I'm a 93 baby.
We grew up in the 90s, so we should be familiar with what's going on here.
The first one is All That or Keenan and Kel?
That's a good question.
This is all that.
But you know what's so crazy? What's a twister? They were in both of them.
Exactly.
Yeah, for sure. It was a whole Nickelodeon universe and shit.
Keenan and Kel had their show and they were in all that.
I'm going to say all that.
All that?
Yeah. I feel like Keenan and Kel didn't age too well. Like, when I think I seen it like a couple days ago, actually. And I was like, damn.
It's on Netflix.
It's some goofy shit, low key. It was cool. I love it for what it is, though. You know, but all that was more like, I don't know.
Remember at the end when he was like, Keenan, how am I supposed to do that? How about King?
Damn. I loved it.
I think I'm going to agree with you. All that was our kid version of Saturday Night Live.
Nah, bro. Oh, my God.
It was our kid version of Living Color.
Yeah, that too.
I do also pick all that because it was like a more of a variety.
Yeah.
Because we got introduced to so many people. Amanda Bynes.
Ooh.
Yes.
And she did our Amanda Bynes. She was, I remember her, you remember her superhero name? I'm the procrastinator.
Right. Oh, you remember in all that when she's like, repair man.
Right. I think little Romeo was in all
so
that.
Funny.
Yes.
Yeah. And it was, I can't remember her name. It was this white
Lori lady. Beth?
Yeah.
Wow.
She used to be hilarious. Of course, Keenan and Kel. I can't remember everyone off the top of my, there was this other black girl on there. And then they transitioned into the younger, you know, we aged out of it, of course, but all that was so good.
Yes, classic. It's like Thomas TV.
Because Keenan brought us Good Burger.
The Good Burger, man.
They owe us. We don't owe them nothing after that.
Yeah, for sure. They're black culture legends, for sure.
Oh, my God.
Yep, that's for sure. And look at Keenan now. Like,
I remember everybody loving orange soda. Because, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People was like, oh, I got to drink orange soda. Because it was like, orange soda?
Is it true? I do.
Yeah.
The next one is Nickelodeon or Cartoon Network.
Ooh.
Nah, I'm 100% Nickelodeon.
That's tough.
Clap your hands for Nickelodeon. Clap your hands on Cartoon Network.
I plead the fifth on that one, though.
Nah.
I plead the fifth.
I love me some Beavis and Butthead.
Dexter's Laboratory.
Not Beavis and Butthead. Ed, Edd, and Eddy.
Yes.
Courage the Cowardly Dog.
Powerpuff Girls.
And then
Johnny Bravo.
Yep. Oh, my God. Like,
bro, you name it, bro. Samurai Jack. It was a lot of shit.
I remember, like, Courage used to be my shit. Like,
yeah, that shit was, like, on the lowest key scary.
But let's go.
Yes!
For sure. On the lowest key. Like, low key was like, this shouldn't have been on television.
Dog in some shit.
But let's turn the channel Mary to Nickelodeon. And we had Rocket Power.
Woo!
Come on. Rocket Power, we had fucking the Wild Thornberry.
Yeah.
Or someone must told you the grass was much greener.
Of course, the undefeated Hey Arnold.
Hey Arnold. Yes. Come on, we had Rugrats.
Yeah.
Oh,
no.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I feel like Nickelodeon lives in the soul a little harder. Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah, and I know Nickelodeon because you had Nick at Night. Nick. You had Gullah Gullah Island in the morning time.
Wow.
You had, in the morning, Maisie. Well, that was for the kids. But
from infants to toddlers,
right.
to middle-aged and to older kids. Like, they did a really great setup. As much as we used to have a lot of Disney Channel Nickelodeon rivals going on back in the day. And of course, we knew why we loved our Disney Channel, but trust me, Nickelodeon was on your ass.
Come on, Nickelodeon gave us Dora.
Dora Explorer.
They gave us Go Diego Go, Blue's Clues, because who's cool?
Trust me, I knew. I didn't watch Avatar. Let me tell you something.
Nah, Avatar went crazy.
They gave a lot of educational content to kids.
Yeah, sure. Family values.
Trust me, tell you something. I know Disney was shaking in their boots when they dropped Dora, bitch.
Yeah.
Dora had them kids in a
Explorer.
Hold on, Disney had that shit, though.
I know, but
no,
like,
Disney had the movies. Yeah,
with Raven?
But I'm talking about like...
But in adulthood, Disney had...
But them babies, Nickelodeon had them babies.
Yeah,
Nickelodeon had the soul.
Blue's Clues,
they
had the soul. Salt and Pepper.
Or Maggie and the Ferocious Beast.
And they had the dinosaurs too. Dragon Tail.
No, that was PBS.
No, that was PBS.
Don't get started on PBS.
Zaboomafoo.
Or Zoom, come on in, Zoom.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you had, what else? You had Zoomafoo.
PBS was for when the people that didn't have no cable, though.
Cyber Chase, but don't forget.
What was the other ones, like Doodle World or something like that, where the nigga would be drawing shit?
No, wait a minute. Don't forget, PBS gave us every day when you're walking down the street.
Yeah.
And everybody that you meet.
Classic.
And then bullet. And I say, hey wagwan, what the fuck?
Kind of day. Hey, learn to laugh and play.
My part is, you gotta listen to your heart, listen to the heat, listen to the rhythm of the streets. Open up your eyes, open up your ears.
Yeah.
It's my work message. That, and then they had the, that comes from your heart.
What do you say?
Believe in yourself. And that's the place to start. And I said, then I had to switch it on us.
That shit was different.
You can
man.
Fly. Believe in yourself.
That shit was different.
Come
and
on.
Of course, what's that? The other family hit, and they just ended it the other day.
They
are no. No, the other guy.
I know who you're talking about.
Oh my god!
And they just ended it.
Who had Proud Family?
Disney. But Disney had us with That's So Raven. I was.
And Disney had the sitcom.
I was Lizzie McGuire.
Hilary Duff.
I was Lizzie McGuire.
And don't get Disney. Disney had it locked with the original movies.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's time they did, for though. Disney rap movie. Disney movies.
The Black Family movies. Yeah. Disney yes. had it on lock.
Yo,
for real.
We had. I didn't watch Power Rangers.
I was watching Power Rangers.
Power Rangers was out before they had these.
I think they was on something else, though.
It was on something else.
A different network. It was Mad Network.
I feel like it was on ABC7, Good Morning.
It was like one of them cartoon
or
networks.
Or WB11, something like that.
It was WB. Yeah.
Wow, we went back. Here's the next one. Talking about Disney.
All right.
Toy Story or Lion King?
Toy Story. I never liked Lion King. I never liked Lion King because I got bad memories associated with it.
That's how we feel when we realize you ain't watched Juice.
Yeah. Don't be trying to cape for Lion King and then you ain't caping for Juice, nigga.
Yeah,
don't
yeah,
do that.
Yeah.
No. Before you watch Black Juice, card. First of all, as a kid, Juicy Juice used to slap, but that's a different conversation.
It's a different juice.
But clap your hands for Lion King.
If Millie ain't seen that Lion King.
Clap your hands for Toy Story.
I'm
you ain't got a friend in me.
I'm undecided. You ain't got a friend in me. I'm undecided.
Yo, Lion King, let me tell you why.
Let me tell you something, though. You see Toy Story 2?
Nobody remember Toy Story 2.
Yes, we do.
Lion King is a colorist movie, and I can't support that.
We're gonna have to.
Wait, how?
And I can't support that. Because you got two black people killing each other, dog. What's up with that?
Okay. It happens in the Bronx.
Well, you know how I feel about it.
It's supposed to be aspirational, though. It's for the children.
You know how I feel about Scar.
Yeah.
When I got you older, seen... I understood his plight.
Everybody got a scar in the family.
Let me tell you something.
I understood.
When Simba was growing up, and he said, "Akuna Mama."
No, let me tell you something with Simba. Simba don't listen. Him father tell him to don't go to the outlaw.
Simba was a Taurus.
No, he was not.
Scar was a Aries or a Gemini. No, he was an Aries.
I think he was a Pisces. He was definitely giving Pisces.
Scar was a Pisces.
He's a Pisces.
He was definitely a Pisces. He was in his bag.
Yeah, he was giving Pisces energy for sure.
Yeah, because he told the story, though. He was like, but Scar had this, but Mufasa had bronze.
Mufasa was a Sag.
Mufasa was stronger, but Scar was smarter.
His heart was too big, man.
Yeah.
Ivan was a Virgo. She gonna see what the
because
the
if,
big king.
If you know about the animal kingdom for real, like a king uh-huh. of like the lion, the leader of the pride, mm-hmm. he would have not went out and searched for that cub like that.
Mm-hmm.
He would have just had more mm-hmm. baby, especially because they got more at home.
That's some gangster shit. Yeah, he wasn't about that.
Yeah,
though.
No,
he wasn't about that. He was a family man and shit.
Yeah, but in the real lion in the real world, if you know about lions and how their family works, first another fun fact: lions are the only social cat family.
Well,
no other cats have groups and stuff like that.
Well, listen,
I didn't know that. That makes sense though.
Yeah, no other like cheetahs, panthers. You see, they're alone.
Nah, that's a fact. Yeah, tigers, none of that shit.
Once they get big, they go off. And,
yeah,
you know, see, that's why they don't have
no rules
cheetah
to family
or
no loyalty.
Tiger King, because lions are social.
Yeah,
Toy
lions
Story.
Are the only social. They have social groups and family structures like wolves.
That's what's up.
Listen to this and listen carefully. Martin or Fresh Prince?
Martin.
That is Martin. Not hard.
There's no right answer to this, to be
it's
honest
no
with
right
you.
No right answer because I'm not
say
going
Martin.
To lie. I'm not going to lie because I've not seen. I'm not one of those people that saw every episode of Martin, but I've seen every episode of Fresh Prince.
I got you.
Nah,
I've seen every episode of both.
Okay,
for sure.
I think I related more to Fresh Prince because they were teenagers growing up.
I feel you.
Martin and Gina were already kind of grown by the time I started watching it. So I couldn't. But when I got grown, I appreciated it more.
Yeah.
So I understood. Like, I remember, like, you know, Will's dynamic being the nephew coming in, all the kids and Ashley, and you watching them all grow up. It was, I had a you know, a special connection to everybody in the
family. Let me tell you something. Martin, I know line for line, Martin.
I swear to God.
To Nene, Jenkins, and Laquise, the look is in his house. It's on you. So what you want to do? Al, rub it. She said, you could see me in Uncle Luke's new video. Yo, I know line for line.
Let's really, and look at it. They ended up working together.
Yes, but
for sure, for sure.
But it's like, when you watch back, like Martin was unfuckwittable.
Yeah, it was.
He was a genius. He played the little kid with the snot.
Yeah, Roscoe on his knees with the snot nose. That's a bug. He
played Shanae.
Like
Jerome.
I said Jerome in the house.
Watch now. Like, trust me, he was that guy. Like,
so that Fresh Prince over Martin, look at the creativity. Martin took us through a journey.
Yeah.
But it was like, it was because, like I said, I have a personal connection with
great them, shows, them, man.
Yeah. Would you clap your hands for Martin?
I'm clapping my hands for Martin.
Yeah. They Fresh
had
Prince?
They had Biggie Smalls.
Fresh Prince got something.
Fresh Prince had Tupac, though.
Fresh Prince had Tupac?
Yeah.
I don't remember that episode.
Yeah.
And Martin had Biggie.
Yeah.
What's popping?
But they had a lot of bad bitches used to come to Fresh Prince.
Yo, my favorite episode was Martin.
Banks, Stacey Dash.
And even Tisha Campbell. She played his girlfriend when she was like, here.
Oh, yes.
Here.
Yes.
When they was locked in the thing for the earthquake.
What was his girlfriend's name, though?
That was his girlfriend. Shoot, and she was...
Nia Long.
Yo, and Everybody Hate Chris, I've been binge-watching that. That show is so fucking funny. And Living Single, we not going to forget about Living Single.
Living Single, top tier, bro.
We not going to forget about tier, We Are Living.
Tier, and another fun fact, you know that Friends...
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Template.
Yep.
For sure, yeah. Stole the whole concept.
Yep.
They saw the winning formula and was like, let's do that. For sure. You know, they do what they do.
Here's the last one. And this is not.
Last one.
This could get.
This is probably a little. I think this is easy for me.
This is. It better be the one I'm saying.
I'll say this one.
What is it?
NSYNC or Backstreet Boys?
Neither one.
Shots fired. Woof.
Neither one. That's.
Clap your hands for Backstreet Boys.
I am shocked.
Uncultured swine.
Yeah, neither one.
It's gonna be me.
Neither one.
Woof, why not?
That's just not how, like, when they was doing their thing, that's just not how I was living, bro.
Okay.
You gotta play.
Like, that shit didn't have no reach where I was living, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because you gotta play Dirty Pop.
All right, bop for bop or song for song wise, for me, I'm gonna have to go with NSYNC.
Okay.
Yeah. We should do that on Patreon one day. Like,
people would love that shit. They would eat that shit up.
Yeah.
We could do that.
Cause I know more. I don't know much. I only know everybody.
I want it that way. Backstreet Boys slides, but NSYNC was slappers.
NSYNC.
Okay,
I was like, turn this shit off, man.
Yeah. Nah, cause I don't know. They had the "It's Gonna Be Me," "Bye Bye Bye,"
and "Gone" was my favorite.
Gone. Mm-hmm. Oh, would you be my girlfriend?
And the love song that they did. Ended up being like a big wedding song. Oh my God, NSYNC had this ballad, and it was beautiful.
Backstreet Boys, I don't know what they got.
Me, I used to love that album.
Backstreet.
I'm gonna say yippee-yi-yo, yippee-yi-yo. Yeah. That was my shit.
Yo. No.
Nah.
No.
Damn.
No. All right. Let's
move. I have fun with that.
All right, guys. Comment below your choice for the this or that for our icebreaker segment. All right? So we're going to get into our single married situationship segment. And our first topic of this segment is, who was the first childhood boyfriend or girlfriend do you remember? What do you remember about them?
Luckily, I have both.
Listen, you're well versed in the topic.
My first girlfriend was, I think her name was Fuck.
Her name was Fuck.
You gonna say her name on you?
Yeah, because
I'll say the name. Oh. If you say the name,
alright, you go first. Because I'm trying to remember. I'm trying to dissect
your first girlfriend.
Yeah, your first like childhood girlfriend.
My first girlfriend. I was a freshman in high school. I was living in Indiana. I had just moved there, coming from Texas, so new city. New school, new everything. Her name was Amber Riley, and we went to church together, and that's how I met her.
Aww.
Yeah, her name was Amber Riley.
How did you act?
Church, nah. I was bagging all the shorties in church.
Church girls acting loose. My first real boyfriend, I was in the seventh grade.
Okay.
We were, we ended up, we knew each other since, you know, when we were in primary school in Jamaica. We ended up going to two different schools, but we still kind of lived in the same neighborhood. So we always had a little crush on each other, but we didn't know what to do with it.
Yeah.
But when we got a little older, we got a little bit more mature enough to express ourselves and ended up, you know, being boyfriend and girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not going to say his name, but.
Yeah. I got you.
And he was like, what do I remember about him? I remember him being so sweet. He was a Libra. He was my favorite Libra. I remember him being so sweet and gentle. But when I tell you that nigga is so inconsistent, we had on and off.
Even then? No.
Because I think he used to go through a lot of like, kind of mental turmoil, almost like when he's in like in a rut.
In seventh grade?
Yeah, I don't know why. Damn. He used to play a lot of, like he used to play sports. So when his team and pressure from, you know.
Oh yeah, that'd be a lot.
He don't, I didn't like that. Like dating a guy that was heavy in sports, that nigga put all his sports stuff above me. And I didn't like that.
That's how I go.
Selfish back then too.
I wasn't selfish. I was trying to be, I was trying to be in a relationship.
Randy, what's your sign?
Gemini.
Oh, hey.
All in my life is Taurus and Gemini. Am I wrong? Am I bugging?
Come on, bro.
Taurus and Gemini.
Don't ignore God, bro. God trying to talk to you, dog.
God trying to tell you something.
I remember him being extremely sweet and like, we used to have a great time together. We didn't have any like horrible kind of breakup story. I guess we just kind of grew apart.
You just grew apart.
Yeah, and then I moved to another part of town.
That's what it be.
It became hard for us to be together, but we used to always break up all through high school. Always ended up back together because we had like really good chemistry, but we just kind of grew apart. And then he's just always, every time when it's soccer season,
yeah,
can't deal with it.
What are you doing now?
I'll tell you off camera. I'll tell you off the end.
My.
Y'all gonna move that dough. Move that dough.
My first girlfriend was Tanasia. Okay. That was in seventh grade.
Tanasia?
Yeah, Tanasia. And her brothers. I remember her brothers like, you better treat my sister good. I was like, I will.
Andrew. He was an Andrew.
But Tanasia was like, I don't know why we broke up, because that's when you had the pressure of everybody. You're so immature and young at that age. Hold her hand. Why you not holding her hand?
Wait. Quick question. Did you guys feel pressure from like your peers because they were coupling up? You felt pressure to like find a...
Yeah, because I think it was that moment
Not at that time.
Okay.
I think it was that moment of, you know, me in my class, instead of doing the assignment, we was double dutch in the back of the classroom. But they would be like, yeah, Miss Arbus, rest in peace, Miss Arbus. She didn't give rest a fuck. She said, y'all fail. That still got a test on Friday.
Yeah, right.
She was a great woman.
Teacher's favorite line is, I already got my degree.
Yeah.
I already got my diploma.
Right.
So Tanasia, it was more of a like, you and you should be together. Y'all should be together.
Oh, yeah. That used to be the shit back then.
Okay.
For sure.
And you'd be like, really put your word in. And then you pass the... Oh, don't...
That's
don't
the icebreaker you need.
Pass the notes in the classroom.
That's the original icebreaker.
Yeah.
Pass the notes in
the... Yes or no if you like me.
Yeah.
Yes.
Simple time.
Not the fold the note up. Shout out to Texas Sox.
Yeah.
Not you folding up the note and passing it down the desk, passing this person. I used to be the person. You tell me pass the note, I'm going to open
it. But did you find it?
Did you
go out and find out between her friends if she liked you before you even had the courage to...
She
likes me.
You think she like me? Yeah, Tanasia like you. Let me talk to her.
Yeah, you got to talk to the friends. You got to talk to the friends.
And then by lunch period, I'm going to tell you what she said. Did you talk to her that? No, she was busy, but I'm going to talk to her during lunch.
Yeah, that's really...
All right, meet
really
me after school. And then you'd be like, I wonder if she liked me. And we didn't have the social media of the all back then. So then you just wait for them. You send a little email. You used to go on AIM and say, hey, how are you? Huh?
You sending emails to shorties?
AOL.com. Yeah. That's how you communicate. No. You didn't have AIM, or you had
you
the
phone. Put out the...
Yeah.
We was on the house phone with it.
Oh, yeah, but when you don't... See, my mom need the internet.
Yeah, that's how we was getting
it.
Yeah.
Yo, remember when your parents used to listen on the phone?
I could tell. I had them ears, boy. I could tell.
Yeah.
It had a sudden change to it. It was like...
I'm not going to lie. I used to be just so... Butterflies all up in my stomach. I couldn't hear nothing. I remember
frequency.
My mom heard him say, I really like you. We should make sure you wait for me at the bus stop. And I'm like, I'm going to wait for you. Chanel, we're by you. No, we're here. Chanel, we're by you.
She did.
Come
like that.
Come on, yes.
No, I used to be the one that call your house, and if your mom answer, I hang up.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. For sure.
Yeah. And call my house around this time.
And then she used to get mad that, oh, your little friends is calling and hanging up. Just tell them to say good night, and if they want to talk to you, they could talk to you.
No, because you're not listening.
No, it's after 7 o'clock. Renee's not allowed to use the phone.
Damn.
Yeah, that's definitely...
That was a different era. That was a different era, man. You had to get it how you got it, for real.
Ooh, that's how you know somebody liked you for real. It took a
for
lot
sure.
Of
for sure.
Don't, what you know about... You go check to see if your mom is asleep. Are they asleep? You tiptoe, get the phone off the base.
Yeah.
You turn the volume down too? All right, don't call back.
Don't call, back. Yo, whatever you do, do not call back. I can't have this phone ring.
Look, your mom ring looking like they can't relate. They can't relate.
It's a different time, for real. That time is for us, though. You know what I mean? Because now shit is different now.
To check the bill to see
Yo. Yes.
Yo.
Yes.
Used to get caught up so crazy.
The phone bill used to expose you. Who you keep calling 917-412?
Nah, what about when your mom or your dad was getting the call and you was already on the phone? It's like, I'm not about to accept this call.
Yo,
yeah. It used to get my ass in trouble all the time for that. It's like, oh, so they said they called me like 2-3 times. It was like, couldn't pick up.
No. How about when you was kids, and I know everybody done this listening and watching, the porno be on and you had the last channel on.
Nigga, recall, nigga.
Well, you have to make sure you go to another channel to make sure the recall don't go on the porn. And I'm in Jamaica, so the porn channels used to be scrambled. But every now and again, that motherfucker would unscramble, bitch.
What about when you on 3-4? And then,
and you still watching the scramble.
What you say, Will?
When you on 3-4-way because you trying to get a secret out of somebody.
Yeah.
I want to know how she feel, but I ain't going to ask her, so I'm going to have her best friend call. Have me on 3-way. I'm going to be quiet the whole time.
Somebody up, and you be like, all right, I'm about to call that person. Put your phone on mute.
Yeah, that's how you do
it.
Oh, shit.
Mute was the first.
You just have to put the phone, your hand over this receiver.
Nah, you had mute.
Wow.
Not in Jamaica, bitch. You have to put mute the phone
was
like
the mute was the first screenshot. Okay? Mute was the screenshot.
You had to put your phone over the part so nobody can hear you breathing in the receiver.
I like that.
I'm about to call this episode, Do You Remember the Time?
Do you? Hey, Michael Jackson shit.
The nostalgia episode.
This just sound crazy to y'all, right?
Yeah. You understand?
What you know that you want to
imagine living through this time?
Yeah, it was fun though. That's the thing. Like, there's no need for it no more because now technology is advanced now. But it was fun though. It was fun.
That I grew up with, so he was there for all the fun.
It was fun. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, Randy has been my alibi through so many things.
You need a good alibi person.
I tell you, I can tell him on this camera, on this public platform. Let me tell you, he has never let me down.
Let me tell you
something.
When you I respect freaking...
that. Never let me down. When I tell you, and I tell people that I could call, like somebody has a gun to my head, call somebody I going to pick up the phone and say,
man, round of applause for that man.
That's my nigga right there.
Round of applause for that man. He deserved it. He been holding you down.
No.
Never let me down. If I need to go to a party, Randy, you coming with me because I'm going to meet this nigga.
Yep.
You coming.
And if they ask, you know what to tell him.
Yeah, I was a Randy. Yep. Randy, tell him I was. I remember his grandmother and my mom tell us we couldn't hang out no more because we just always up to something.
You see?
What we did, we plotted going to the supermarket. Okay, grandma, I'm going to the supermarket. Okay, mommy, I'm going to the supermarket so we can hang out.
No, I didn't have that because my cousin, I lived in Staten Island. He lived in Queens, so I only had my cousin. And then I was trying to do different things than he was trying to do. He was trying to be a good boy. I wanted to hang out there.
That's usually how I go.
I remember being a kid and I was so mad. I was telling my grandmother, because we live in the projects. My grandmother's like, you don't live in the projects. Your mother owns our house. I live in the projects.
She's trying to ruin your street cred.
Yeah. And she's like, you don't live in the projects.
Oh my God.
I live, and I'm telling her I live the projects. I thought the projects meant like the hood.
Okay.
But my grandmother's like, you don't live in the projects. Call my mother right now. I bet she'll tell you we live in the projects. No, Bilal, we don't live in the project.
Oh my
God. Pay mortgage.
Why did we want it to be poor so bad?
No.
We want the struggle so bad, bro.
It was in Jamaica was reverse. You used to go to school and tell people lies how you have a swimming pool.
I was doing that too. I was camping all kind of ways. Every way. It depends on who I'm talking to.
Yeah, it depends who I'm talking to.
So, we got a fish. We got a fish tank in the floor.
Fish
tank in the ceiling and shit.
Teacher said, why your homework not done? My sister died.
I told you guys have a water bed and everything.
The water bed. Niggas was definitely lying about the water bed for sure.
Yo.
Definitely.
That was rich nigga shit. Rich
niggas was lying about water beds?
Yeah. I used to say I had a water
bed. That shit ain't shit now, but it's the time, yo.
What do y'all get about lying from a water bed?
Nigga, because the cool kids had it. If you was watching Disney and Nickelodeon, you seen some niggas with some water bears, dog.
In it. I said, I come on, dog.
Come on, dog. Come on, dog. Yeah.
Can you imagine if we had FaceTime back then?
Oh, it'd been bad. It'd
show
been
me the bad. Pool. Yo, it's being clean.
I would been got.
Yeah, it'd have been bad.
Yo, so many lies. I remember my mother, I didn't really have friends come over to my house, but I remember this one boy named George came to my house. And I remember telling him, I have so many siblings, but, you know, they spread it through America. So, but I used to tell him, yeah, I have 10 brothers and we all share the same room. And so he said, where's your brothers? Yeah, he said, where's your brothers? They're in after school. He said, what time they get out? It's 6. I don't know. I just remember lying about nothing. Like,
yeah.
Yo.
Yeah. Everything.
Want to be everything but who we were.
Everything but who we were.
Real talk.
And now, look where we at. Living life.
Living life. Hey, niggas living
life.
Good.
I don't gotta lie about shit.
Yeah, no complaints.
I don't lie about shit. Now, I'm going to tell you, I'm a six-figure, well, I am that, but mm-hmm. I'm going to lie about small little shit. Like, what's something you lie about now?
Not shit.
I can't remember. I'm not going to lie. I've been doing good on the lying. I've been doing
really lie for what?
Like, I don't know what I got to lie about nowadays. Like,
well, yeah, what we lying for?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm trying to think what I be lying
like
about.
Like, simple shit like, I'm around the corner.
Yeah, I'm on my way, but meanwhile, I'm getting dressed.
Oh, y'all them kind of people?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You be like, I'm on my way. You ain't even left the crib. Still, yeah. Still getting ready.
Like, I lied today. I told my boss, I just woke up late. And I lied.
Yeah, like, who not lying today, job? Like, you'll be coming to work with the Starbucks in your hand. Oh, my God, the traffic on the 95. Yo. Bitch, how you stop for Starbucks?
Yeah, so I tell mature lies. Yeah, we tell mature lies. We don't tell those young lies. We tell mature lies. The mature lies are...
I do not promote this. Tell the truth at all costs, please.
Yo. Not if you're on your last write-up, bitch.
Malcolm
lie,
X.
Lie, leave the bag. Lie. It's lie on your application if you want a job. Yo.
Yeah, that's how I lost my last job, lying on my application.
It don't
real
matter.
Shit.
It got you in the door.
Nah, it got me out the door. For real, it got me out the door.
You know how many people in jobs right now that they say they have degrees that they do not?
That's how I lost it.
Okay.
Yeah, damn. I wanted that job so bad.
How did you get caught lying?
So it was like a job paying. It was like a call center or something like that. I was working security at the time. I was making $14 an hour. Mm-hmm. The new job, call center, was like $18 an hour. So I need that. Right. So did the application. It was like, you got to have a college degree. I went to college. I ain't got no degree, though. So I lie about it, right? Go to the interview. Interview's perfect. They fucking with me. Like, you got the job. We like your energy.
Yeah.
Nigga, it's time to work the job. And he's like, yeah, we just can't find your degree in the system. Could you just bring it to us? And I just had to let them know that I didn't have it.
Damn.
And they were like, yeah, and I had already left the other job.
Oh.
It was like, yeah, nigga.
What do you need a degree for a call center?
I should have called you.
Yeah. I was just telling them in the other room. I used to fold my report card. Fun fact, people, watch out for your kids. This how they probably do report cards on phones now.
Yeah, that shit different. Electronic.
I used to take my report card.
Oh, yeah.
Get a bad report card. Get a good. My report card was the bad report card. Mm-hmm. Get a good report card. Only time I had the 95 was in gym, right? Cut out get the good report card, cut out the 95, right? In a nice little square.
Nah.
Put on the new report card, put the glue stick on it, place it over your 55, right?
That worked.
But here's the catch. Now you're going to photocopy it.
Oh.
Boom.
See, that's a different... I wasn't that smart.
You should have used some of that smartness to get it on the report card.
You know what I'm saying? I wasn't that smart. Yeah. I just didn't let them see, and I had the best kid with the best handwriting sign the shit. So it was like, oh, yeah, my mom's on. She saw it.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Oh,
yeah.
Like sign it. Okay.
Yeah.
But then...
Jamaica, they didn't hand your report cards to kids.
I should have been parents. In Jamaica. Yeah. Shit.
No, parents had to come get it. They didn't.
Oh, even worse. Yeah.
Couldn't forge anything. Oh, in special, special circumstances, they'll give it to you. But especially in high school, I remember they used to have we had those in high school. They had them twice a year. Three times a year, I'm trying to remember. You had to go and talk to every teacher about your performance. Put your mother in the line.
Yeah.
Come up. Oh my God, I used to get talkative.
Don't y'all remember parent teacher conference?
But nigga,
my mother wasn't
that was
the type
horrible.
Of mom to do the most, and I saw kids get beat down.
Oh, for sure.
In front of
them. Oh, for sure.
Like
definitely.
Jamaica's probably different. You just. Can the teachers hit?
Not in high school. It's not. It's not. Yeah. It's not. But in like in what we call primary school, middle
school. Yeah.
You get hit in your hand.
Yeah, when I was in elementary school, they were still doing that too, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
Yeah, one, and depends. Sure. I had a teacher that beat you for the amount of stuff you got wrong on a quiz or a test. You better get.
They had like a paddle.
Yeah, paddle or a belt.
And they like hit your hand or something.
Getting questions wrong on the test?
Well, for us, it's just for acting out in general. Like by the time you gotta go to the principal's office, it's like, you know, I gotta run you that fade real quick. Right, you know what I'm saying?
I gotta run you that fade.
Yeah, they used to be like, and they'd be like, stop moving.
Oh, God.
You're hitting
me. It's crazy because you think about it now, and it's like, I will shoot this fucking school up if you hit my kid. You touch my kid. I will finish you niggas.
No, when you finished and got back to your seat, you was ready to just air the whole school out, bro. Like, and you in Jamaica, they did it in front of other kids. So they laughed at you if you was wincing. So me, I created a system. Made sure I used to do it quick. I used to go.
You always got systems. Yeah. She's smart. She be learning shit.
I used to go, come on. Like Karate Kid. Box on.
Box off.
Go back to my seat and BG. I am screaming inside.
You know, in school, my favorite thing was, bitch, I'm taking the hall pass and I'm taking it for the whole period. I have to use the bathroom. Oh, man. Okay, hurry up. Next thing you know, the bell rung. Oh, shit. Let me run back to the class and get my shit. I used to do that. I used to go to the bank. You know how they have the deposit slip?
What? What kind of child are you? What the fuck?
Wait. Because I was always entertaining.
Yeah.
The little bank.
You had a bank account?
No. I would.
You know the bank?
The slips.
Just snatch out the little things that they leave on
top. Like, you felt like if you're doing direct deposit, now you could just like.
Now you can just do your card. But back in the day, you used to have to put your deposit slip, put the amount of money on the slip, and then give it to them with the cash.
Yep.
So I used to take the stack of papers.
Yeah, it's right outside. It's sometimes it's right next to the ATM or right next to the teller.
Why were you doing this?
I used to take a stack. No. I used to take the stack of papers and I used to go down the hallway and say, I got food stamps. And everybody used to be like, I need food stamps.
Really the kids. To be for real.
Yeah, I think so.
Hell no.
So I remember one day my mom went to parent-teacher conference and the teacher was like,
I got food stamps.
Well, Lyle likes to promote that he has food stamps. Well, here goes my mother.
Ass when she got home.
Here goes my mother. We don't have any food stamps. Food stamps is he
we pay a mortgage,
about?
Bitch.
And my mother said, and you asshole, food stamps don't look like that. I never saw what food stamps would look like, so I just assumed they were stamps. So I was like, I got food stamps, but everybody, I used to disrupt the class and say, I got food stamps. I kicked out of high school. One, the assistant principal said, Bilal, what are you doing? I said, shh, we're playing hide and seek. And he was like, yo.
You talking about
yeah. That was my final straw. They told my mother, he gotta go. I was always fine.
Shush, bitch.
It was like this. Nigga said, you gotta go to class. I said, find someone else to do that. Nigga, I remember being in the auditorium. He said, Bilal, what are you doing in here? I said, shh, I'm like, I ain't see. In my last memory of high school, I was class president. So as class president, I was in charge of the pep rally, right? So everybody loved the football team. The football team was this. So they said, Bilal, make the CD for the pep rally. So I was in charge of making all the songs. Bilal made it last minute for the pep rally, right? So I was like, the day of the pep rally, they was like, Billy, what's the music? I don't got it.
Oh.
Why you ain't tell nobody 3 weeks ago? I just wanted to do it. But we don't got no music. So my friend has to run home. She lived down the block. She made the quick CD. She said, these are the outlines, right? So now everybody's ready for the football team. I think the song was, no one in the corner got swag like us.
Yeah.
What you know about the football team came out to? Beautiful girls. I was like this.
Dying in your seat.
I know they were pissed.
Yo, I said, I'm not going to be class president again.
You got to change schools.
I don't know how I was class president. And my ass was cutting up.
I think they liked you because of like, you're probably your bubbly personality.
Got to change schools.
I'm going to save the next question for next time.
All right.
Because we're going to have Wolf, and I want to hear your opinion on that. But fuck buddies. You going to read the article?
Me? Okay.
Okay.
Yes.
Fuck buddies, our sex segment.
Okay. So on this fuck buddy segment is women left in agony whenever she's aroused. Let me start over.
I'm like, what?
Woman left in agony whenever she's aroused can only face having sex once a year. A woman who suffers from agonizing pelvic pain whenever she is turned on is only able to have sex with her husband once a year. The agony is so intense that she says she feels like she's been hit by a truck. She can only be left bedbound for four. She can also be left bedbound for 4 days following sex and often has to hold the ice bag down there to help the excruciating pain. She only endures because she worries about the impact on her marriage. Otherwise, so basically, she only has sex with her husband once a year because she's worried about the impact.
Why are you a wife?
Only once. I mean, you know, my heart goes out to her if she's really having these, you know, excruciating pain. Clearly, it's some type of medical condition she has. But chow, he's way more than once a year.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Would you be able to stay with a partner if they could only have sex once a year?
No.
I mean, well, for women, it would be probably a man with, like, issues with his stuff standing up.
Right. Yeah.
So, no, I wouldn't be able to be with a man. If we were already together or married, of course, and he had some type of accident where he can't get aroused anymore.
Right.
I'm going to need a hall pass.
Dead from a waist down. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to have a talk because I don't think I could do it.
Would you be able to say, excuse me, baby, I'm going to need a hall pass?
That's what I'm saying. We have to have a conversation and we're going to have to come to some type of...
For your husband?
Yeah.
What? Agreement. Not saying I should have sex.
Because your penis is broken, I got to go on timeout?
I mean, we could have sex other ways, but you know what I'm saying?
What other ways?
He could use a dildo on me. He could eat my pussy. What are you talking about?
But you want the real deal eventually.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. If it's a condition where he literally just can't, and we already, it's not like it started out that
way. You're going to be miserable.
I would sympathize. I'm not there. I don't know until I'm there.
Yeah, that's pretty wild.
But for a woman...
It don't sound realistic, though.
It sounds very unreal. It
sounds unrealistic.
But I know a lot of people... I'm sure, like, I've seen a lot of marriages where people are in wheelchairs and the other person's pretty normal. But I'm guessing their genitalia works, so they're okay with that.
I don't know.
Of course. I mean, why
what
would...
What you saying?
If a woman can't... do it more than once a year, but he probably knew that before they were dating. So
Once a year, bro? Yeah, I think I threw that in. I just assumed they were married for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, married.
Oh,
so
see,
how did we get to marriage to the point where she's having you knew she once could only year. Have sex once a year?
Maybe she was like, she was honest with herself after marriage. She's like, you know what? I can't keep trying to fuck you like all through the
year. Yeah.
Because it's fucking killing me on the inside. Like, you're literally breaking my cervix in half, nigga.
You
literally.
You think it's fair for her to endure the pain up until she got married? Then after that?
It's not fair. It's not fair to herself and him. It's really, y'all doing both of yourself a disservice. It's crazy. But,
it's crazy.
Yeah, but that type of shit do happen sometimes. Like, maybe you too big for shorty. And like, if you hitting her cervix, it's not going to make her feel... It will hurt her. It would be the type of shit she can be like, I need a break. I gotta stop.
That's the thing.
So like Renee said, what if Shorty was an act? She was fine, but she was in an accident.
She was never fine.
No, but women technically
she was never fine.
No, women technically, if we're like, we can't walk from our waist down. For me, I don't know if many cases of women can't have sex. I think because most of our stuff is internal, like our arousal. As long as our clitoris ain't cut off, bitch, we fucking, and the hole is open.
So if anything happened in your situation, relationship, and the person can marriage, and the person can say, I can no longer please you because of my situation, is that a deal breaker?
It depends, bro. Because if you coming through, because marriage is about duty, right? And then, like, if your duty is coming through on all the other areas, I can't trade that shit for the sex. I don't have the answers for you right now, but all this other shit that you bring in, like, you consistent, you trustworthy, you allow me to be in two places at one time,
right.
You listen, you cook great meals, you massage me, you massage my emotions, you know, all these incredible things, then it's like, you know, we'll figure something out.
You're going to have to have me have a whole pass.
Like, well... I believe now that everybody's a little bit more sexually fluid. I think she can let him do it in her butt.
Yeah. But my thing is, bitch, your pussy's...
What? Give him anal.
Whatever it takes, man, at this point.
Well, I'll say, bitch, your pussy broke, but not your mouth.
And no, but I mean, you can't. Men don't want head all the time.
You're going to give something.
you're not gonna want to have head just that. But like, if he's into, if she's, because let me tell you something.
Depends
if she's
on how good the head is. Depends on how good the head is, man.
All right, okay, all right. But I'm saying, if the husband is okay with.
How dare you be picky? You can't, I can't fucking God, pussy. Though,
for real.
And you're going to tell me, I'm not giving head every day. Bitch, that's the bare
not
minimum.
Nah, nah. If right. you tell me you're not
but
giving
if he
head,
wants to penetrate,
then we end in the
show. If she feels like, okay, say she is giving head and, you know, she was like, okay, baby, that's what I'm saying. We can have a conversation and we could try other things. It could be a strap on. It could be a, no, not for him, but. In reverse, it could be for him, it could be a strap on. For her, if they're comfortable with anal, they could go ahead and do that. If they both agree to it, they could.
If she can't take it in, nah, she's not gonna take it.
It's a whole different, your pelvic area and your.
Yeah, okay, I feel that. Yeah. I don't know. Because if he hurt, think about it, like, we talking about sex, bro. Sex. If he hurts her during sex to the point where she can only have sex once a year, this is like some real dangerous right. shit, low-key.
Saying that even when she's aroused, she gets pain.
So he not putting that dick nowhere.
We don't know. We don't know. The article, they didn't go that deep.
So, question: we talking about we can't have sex once a year. How often do you feel like in the relationship you should be having sex?
It depends on the couple.
But let's give like a baseline number on a personal level.
In a week. I'm expecting it 3 or 4 times a week.
I was about to say, like, I think no less than 3 times.
Yeah,
no less than three. Yeah. But that's a healthy relationship.
That's a great, yeah. A healthy.
Because a lot of niggas be together, this shit don't be healthy.
Yeah, true.
Because if you're doing less than 3, you better be in Las Vegas.
Yeah, y'all don't have an exciting relationship.
Yeah.
Just being honest, y'all don't really have much of an exciting relationship if y'all are not so attracted to each other that you're not at least making it up
yeah,
to 3 times
a week.
When I hear
stories and conversations with couples be like, I haven't had sex with him in like a couple weeks. And I'm like,
a couple weeks is unacceptable.
I'm like, why?
It's unacceptable.
Why?
Yeah, it's not okay.
And then I dive into why. I'm tired. I'm this.
Oh,
and
yeah,
that.
Unacceptable.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, he's cheating on sure. you or she don't want to give you because it's, trust me, it's the reverse. In the world we live in now, women are cheating too. So yep. she 100%. Done already got her back blown out. She don't got no energy for you.
Yikes.
Yep.
She don't got no more energy for you either. So she's saying she don't want to give you none. He's saying, because sometimes it's y'all not having sex. Consistently, like y'all ever have everything else, and y'all not creating that intimacy, that bond, that I'm still attracted to. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
Like sometimes it's not even about climaxing and
Nah, right.
Sometimes it's just that little intimacy that y'all share with each other, and y'all not making time to do that.
Because sex is like the temperature of the relationship in general.
Exactly.
So it's like
that. How much sex? You
so
have
yeah,
the
sex will let you know where y'all even really at. It's like y'all not in the best place.
Not really. You're gonna tell me, shorty, every night she come into bed, she just want to roll over and go to sleep.
My mantra is...
I'm here to tell you right now, nigga.
Yeah.
Either she don't like you no more or she has a man on the side.
My mantra is you should be telling your partner no more than you have to ask.
Yeah.
Mm.
You should be saying no more than you got to ask. Like, you should be like, I'm good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm actually extremely tired. I'm dry. We've been killing it all week.
How tired I am, bitch. I'm too
bad. Yeah, you know definitely saying? 3 is... Three is definitely a healthy number. 3 and 4 is definitely a healthy number. There's people that be like, I need it 7 days a week.
It depends on the relationship, like we'll say.
Yeah,
if they got the stamina in them, if they got maybe in a honeymoon phase, y'all
7 times a week. I don't got time for that
one,
shit.
Yeah, you gotta, from my experience, I know the man gotta recuperate.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Rejuvenate.
He got to get a refill.
Yeah. I definitely agree with that. I think...
Because I remember having a little marathon sex, and that nigga was like, bitch, ain't no more gas in the tank, bitch. I'm dying.
Facts.
All right, so, Wolf, before you leave, right, before we go, we would like for you to give us advice for adulthood, for everybody adulting out there.
Okay.
What's your tip for adulting?
What is my tip for adulting? Damn, I mean, it's a lot of advice we need as adults. Go to sleep on time, nigga, for real. Find you a good time to go to sleep. Everybody's really not your friend. So, you know, you should probably cut off a little excess fat, you know what I mean? And get trim it down and get to who need to be around.
That's it.
Definitely Damn, what you mean? It's like I could write a whole book on tips for adults.
What's something you learned in your adult life that kind of helped you propel you forward in certain kind of ways where, damn, yo, changing that one thing really, really, you know, opened things up for me as a grown man?
That's a good question. Yeah, for sure. Yeah, a lot of people that's around you today won't be around tomorrow. And that's just something you got to accept with life. You know what I mean? Like a lot of times... Mm-hmm. When you have friends, you got to even question why they're really your friend. You know what I mean? And why they're even around. Like sometimes we just don't like being alone and we just need something to do. So we have people occupy the time. But a lot of people that's here today not going to be around for a long time. And that's... Yeah.
And a lot of people probably not listening to this. Oh, nah, my day ones, we going to...
Yeah, gonna your day ones be ain't shit. Real
talk. Yeah, we going to be... You think you're going to be in that house with like Golden Girls till y'all 95? It's really not going to happen that way.
Not if you growing.
Yeah, if not, right.
If you not growing, then they'll probably stay around forever.
Watch the show properly. They met as old women. They didn't grow. They ended up.
You feel me?
They ended up in that time shift together. Yep. They didn't grow and be here together. Yeah. Too old, you know what I'm saying? So, like, what advice do you have being, you know, hit the 30-year-old mark and something you could, a gem that you could drop for the, you know, the adult
team? A gem I could drop? Ooh, have faith in God.
Okay, that's a good one.
For sure.
Have faith in God and know that God, there's a plan and God has everything for a reason. And,
for sure.
You may not understand it right now or right then and there, but he's going to show you why. Like, I remember getting fired from a job and I'm like, I don't know why I got fired from this job. But then I realized, I got fired because I got a bigger bag. I got a bigger bag and bigger
opportunity. Real talk, bro. Real talk.
My gem would be like, give yourself grace and take your time. Like, Rome wasn't built in a day. I know we live in a society where, you know, now you look over there. Oh my God, that's a 23-year-old millionaire. That's a, you know, 25-year-old millionaire. That's not everybody's journey.
For sure.
Comparison, and I always say comparison is a thief.
For sure.
Joy.
Yeah.
The more you sit and you don't worry about other people so much, worry about your own journey.
For sure, yeah. Run your race.
Yeah, run your race. Stay in the lane. 100%. That's what I'm saying. Just like, worry about what you got going on.
Yeah.
Don't so much worry about what everybody else got going on, because trust me, the more you concentrate on everyone else, that's the less you're concentrating on yourself.
That's really the one.
Give yourself grace.
Yeah, don't focus on nobody.
Don't focus on nobody else. Like, you know, pat yourself on the back, no matter where you are in life. Dude, trust me.
Put some respect on your life, too.
Yeah, but you trust me.
You know what I'm saying?
And the bad times don't happen always. You know?
That's
and they don't last.
It don't last. And something you're going through right now, it's not going to last forever. No matter how hard it might seem like, oh my God, your life is falling apart. 3 years down the line, you're going to be like, why was I tripping over that for real?
Yeah.
Like, I was really tripping over that situation.
That's true.
And trust me, it's going to pass and you're going to feel like you can just do more. The more you overcome, the more you're going to be able to do.
Just do it.
That's true.
Like Nike.
Yeah.
Well, that's another great episode of 25 and Over Club. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. Tell a friend. Thank you. Wolf the Goat.
Thanks, man, Wolf. Thank y'all.
I mean, this was really fun.
Are you going to do Patreon with us today?
I would love to.
See, I always do on the spot shit. Thank you again for tuning in. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe, tell a friend, watch Patreon, join us on Patreon, leave us a review. Hit up us on Instagram. I love when you write us on Instagram. You say, oh my God, I love you. And I'm like, bitch, I love you too.
Encouraging words and support. Like, we can't thank y'all enough for tuning to us every single week and, you know, laughing with us, listening to what we have to say and enjoying yourself in your cubicle.
Yep.
At your job, at the restaurant, in the club. Watch us anywhere.
And we'll be there. All right.
Like,
over and out.
Shit.